Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're cracking open, busting open, yet another week broadcast. Yes, it's Monday, the 29th day of March, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've updated Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And believe me, you do not want to miss this important show, this broadcast today. Some of what's coming up. Well, first off, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that, in federal court, that police can search your house now without a warrant. Just a safety check. They can come in your house and search for anything they wish. And they admit it's not even terror-related. It's just, you know, for your safety. It's a hallmark of living in the new Soviet Union of America. It's just massive that they've done this. It's so horrible, and I don't really have words to describe how serious this is. So we'll cover that. They're just right out in the open. Usually they just violate the Fourth Amendment and say it isn't a violation and say that, you know, they'll use some lawyer speak or something. Well, setting up a checkpoint and searching all your vehicles on the highway isn't a violation of the Fourth Amendment, isn't an unreasonable search and seizure. Now they just say, hey, we don't need a warrant to search your house, and it's for everything. So that's the new America, my friends. It has nothing to do with terror. This morning I was on the radio in Midland, Bush's fake hometown. They're really from Kennebunkport, Maine, and the hosts were telling me, we're conservative, and we don't really see a problem with this police state, and won't it keep us safe? Then I was on the radio in California, and it was the same thing all over again. I mean, I'd talk about martial law and generals discussing it and getting rid of the Fourth Amendment, and they'd say, well, won't that keep us safe? Isn't that the answer? While the border stays wide open? Well, you know, the terrorists are going to get us. Just absolutely amazing. FBI informant revealed 9/11 plot in April of 2001. That's old news, but new news to everybody because it's out in the mainstream news. New York Times admits that since Bush said he wants to give the illegals amnesty, they've seen a 35% jump in Arizona alone. And this article is pretty scary what's happening to the people, so we'll go over that. OPEC comes out and says they're going to lower gas prices, that is, lower the price of oil per barrel. Then they said, oh, we're really not going to do that. So that's gyrating back and forth, so we'll cover that as fuel prices hit record levels. That's just some of what's coming up, but first I want to cover this, and I want to take your calls on this subject. You know, I want you to call in on this issue. You're welcome to talk about other stuff once you've talked about this, but I rarely say, hey, we're going to talk about this, but I really think we should. And again, it's posted right now on Infowars.com. We just have the news article itself out of News 6, of the big TV station there in New Orleans, on PrisonPlanet.com. But at Infowars.com, we have some of my commentary added to the top of the story and some links to some key documents after it. So I think you need to go get that story and email it out to everybody you know, local talk show host, local constabulary. Because it's a big, big deal. Court opens door to searches without warrants. That's the headline. Dissenting judge calls ruling, or dissenting judges call ruling the road to hell. I don't know. The Soviet Union was a wonderland. I mean, why is he saying that? Maybe he's anti-government. And I put the comment in here. The Fifth Circuit ruling is criminal, similar to Supreme Court rulings of the past declaring black people slaves. It is a total violation of the Bill of Rights and is null and void. The U.S. Congress and legislature of Louisiana should call an emergency session to investigate possible criminal charges of sedition against those ruling to eradicate the Fourth Amendment. We'll come back, get into the article, and take your call. Stay with us.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. The globalists are not following any law, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Magna Carta, the Ten Commandments. They're not following any of America's laws we were founded on. No, they're simply following the law of pirates as they pull alongside each other in their kangaroo international courts, hailing their fellow pirates, "Aye, me mateys, how many skulls in your hull?" That's how the pirates would hail each other. "How many slaves have you fed on? How many loose fish have you brought upon your decks?" And we, my friends, are the fish. They laugh at us. It's a big, fat joke, and bureaucrats from the lowliest to the greatest are all setting up their own empires. They've been given free rein to expand the police state and the despotism of taxation and regulation. They are making us all criminals. And by doing that, they then strip us of our inalienable rights, our citizenship, our sovereignty, and declare us bounty that they can literally feed upon. That's what's happening right now. The norm in history is tyranny and oppression and serfdom and despotism and feudalism. And it's now here upon us now. You know, the Patriot Act was written to make all Americans, all people who are who the government believes might be planning to commit a misdemeanor, it allows them to strip you of all constitutional rights and to put you into these giant mushrooming private prisons to build devices, to build different types of systems for their corporate structure. And Saturday, I went online, and there on the Drudge Report, and it's now on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I saw this headline: Court opens the door to searches without warrants. This is from the New Orleans News Channel 6. New Orleans, quote, "It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search or arrest warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business, period." And here's a quote. "We have to have a legitimate problem to be there in the first place, and if we don't, we can't do the search," the fellow said. The New Orleans Police Department spokesman, Captain Marlon DeFillo, said the new power will go into effect immediately. So, if this is all up to their discretion now, they want to search your house. You know, 10 years ago, we all knew that in America, they didn't stop traffic on major interstates or side country roads and pull mommy and daddy and the kids out and throw the goods on the side of the ground. Just, they admit, no probable cause, just randomly stopping you, throwing your goods out. It was to stop drunks, but the feds admitted that the federal funding to the states was to get you prepared for it, the massive checkpoints, and now they admit that. But let me just read my little comments here I added before the article. Again, the headline is, "Court opens door to searches without warrants. Dissenting judges call ruling the road to hell." That's from the article, but I added, "This Fifth Circuit ruling is criminal, similar to Supreme Court rulings of the past declaring black people as slaves. It is a total violation of the Bill of Rights and is null and void. The U.S. Congress and legislature of Louisiana should call emergency sessions to investigate possible criminal charges of sedition against those judges' ruling to eradicate the Fourth Amendment." Note that look at how calmly they introduce this information. "It's all for your safety. This is the essence of the Sovietization, the courts aligning themselves against the people in favor of the Patriot Act. The Fourth Amendment was the keystone that separated the United States from despotisms like Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia." And in the ruling, the police searched a house without a warrant, and the federal court says, yeah, those are no longer needed. And it doesn't just affect Louisiana, it affects the entire country. A lot of people 2 years ago thought the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had a good gun ruling, Second Amendment ruling. I mean, sure, it's better than the Ninth Circuit or Eleventh Circuit or any of those that say that all guns can be banned, there's no individual right. I mean, they've been ruling like that. The Fifth Circuit said, oh, you have a Second Amendment right if it's designated by law. See, they're saying low-level laws can circumvent, can go all the way around, can circumnavigate the big Bill of Rights that is the supreme law that only points out, as the Ninth Amendment states, rights that were already there as free human beings. I mean, you could be marooned on a desert island with a crew of 100 people, or you could, you know, crash a plane in the mountains of some deserted isle, and still you would set up your own courts if someone murdered someone for no reason, or if someone engaged in rape or robbery. These are just God-given innate understandings that we have. But they're just violating and ignoring all of that, setting government up as God. So the Fifth Circuit, now again, in Patriot Act 1 and 2, they say no more warrants, no more freedoms, secret arrest, they can come into your house or business and not even tell you they were there, take things, leave things. In the new Patriot Act, they can secretly arrest you, secretly execute you. I mean, it's all in there. And this morning, again, I was on a radio show in Midland, and I was on another show in California in the Central Coast area. And I went on the show in Midland, and I said, well, look at this News 6 article. It's posted on my website, you know, saying there's no more Fourth Amendment. And the host said, oh, the Internet, you can put anything up there. And I go, no, it's a link. You know, it's a link to the story. Sometimes we post the article itself to save it and then add a link to the original source, but in this particular case, just a link directly to News 6. And so I started pushing the host on that, or the two hosts, and I said, look, this is a real article. And they went, okay, but isn't it there to keep us safe? And I said, but the Patriot Act was supposed to be for terrorists, but now you have to admit they're using it against everybody. Well, you know, I haven't done anything wrong. I have nothing to worry about. I mean, they're actually carping and announcing the classic statements of cowards and slaves. And then I'm on in California, and they say, isn't the Patriot Act good? Why the government couldn't communicate with each other, and that's why the terrorists attacked us. And I said to the host, I said, the Bush ordered the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda. That's admitted. And at that point, the host said, I've got to let you go, even though I've been scheduled for a longer period of time. So that's what's going on via so-called conservative radio, is that big government's good, open borders is good, gun control is good, the Patriot Act is good, and Democrats and Republican judges together across the board are deconstructing, eviscerating, decimating, annihilating, incinerating, mashing into a billion pieces the fabric of what makes America, America. The Bill of Rights and Constitution enumerates the freedoms and liberties that make this country what it is. We're America because we were a free country. And that's why 4% of the population had over half the wealth, and we had a middle class. And you could get ahead. And now all that's disappearing. As they say, they're going to get rid of more jobs and ship more overseas and take more of your freedoms and put more cameras on your street corners and in public school bathrooms and more armored vehicles and more black ski masks and more troops on the streets. I mean, I would sit there with these hosts and talk about Tommy Franks calling for martial law and General Eberhardt talking about it, and they'd say, well, isn't that what we need to keep us safe? Here's the New Orleans News article. It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search warrant or arrest warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business. You see, that's already in the Patriot Act. Now the courts are just ruling in kind. And again, the Patriot Act is for all of us. Leaders in law enforcement say it will provide safety to officers, but others argue it's a privilege that could be abused. A privilege that could be abused? The decision was made by the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Two dissenting judges called it the road to hell. And the police captain spokesman said the new power will go into effect immediately. The new powers will go into effect immediately. So, this is what the government has to offer you. This is what they're up to. This is what they're doing. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? I mean, we've caught the FBI across the country, all these cases across the country of police framing innocent people in an industrialized scale. I mean, they don't just frame random, criminals who already have records. They don't just randomly pull them over, find out they're a criminal, throw a bag of chalk in the back of their car and say it's cocaine that then the crime lab in Dallas certifies, and then they go to prison. No, they just pull people over on the side of the road. People with no criminal records throw a bag of chalk in the back of their car. The crime lab certifies it. The DA indicts. And the person goes to prison, and they got caught doing it, and the police chief didn't even apologize. You're going, well, that's just a one case point example. No. Can we admit that evil lurks in the heart of men? The heart of man. You're going to have bad apples in the bunch, right? They always say. Well, then how do you give unlimited power and control and anonymity and liability protection to a massive government, the biggest in human history, that's been caught engaged in so many crimes, they're just legion? We're in very dangerous waters. So, what do you think about this? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you a bunch of other news as well and take your calls. Stay with us.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This illegitimate criminal enterprise we call the federal government and its allied global crime syndicates we call the New World Order has created an atmosphere of fear and is now shifting the police powers to be focused on the American people. It was the military-industrial complex that carried out 9/11 as a pretext for more control. So when Lord Bush says that the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom, in a sick way, he's telling the truth. They are the terrorists, and they are taking our freedom. America is America because we have these basic freedoms. The elite is killing the soul of our country. Now, folks, you need to go to Infowars.com. You need to get this New Orleans news story with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, federal court, saying police can come in your house or business anytime they want without a warrant. Now, everybody knows that that's not America. Everybody knows that's Russia and Nazi Germany and Pol Pot's Cambodia and Fidel Castro's Cuba. But they put out this atmosphere of the terrorist attacked us, we got to do something, and now all they can do is go after the American people to pack their private prisons. Let's go to the calls. Jeff in Texas, what do you think of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying there's no more Fourth Amendment, right out in the open?
Well, I think that anything that they tell the people in the news has gone through enough channels to make it legitimized. But, you know, Nazism is Nazism. I'd like to report about the Alabama Nazis in Dahlonega, Alabama, that had a SWAT team attack a coin show Saturday, the 27th of March.
I saw a little blurb about that. Give us some details.
My brother was there. They came in Friday afternoon and demanded that every dealer purchase a business state license, $31, and were demanding it in cash. They would not take checks. And the dealers were going, wait a minute, we don't know who you are. They said, it doesn't matter. You're going to give us money. So,
By the way, at my little office, and the whole office complex got it. It wasn't just my office. And then I found out, you know, the whole area of businesses in surrounding buildings got it. Door bust open. I wasn't there, thank goodness. And the guy comes in and goes, I'm from the new county taxing authority. What's all this stuff worth in here? You better pay me. I mean, it's, and they don't even say, well, who are you? And he wouldn't, and he, like the fifth time he finally said who he was. I mean, these people, they're nuts.
Well, that was Friday. So everyone paid. One guy paid by check, the rest by cash. And 100 dealers. They came in Saturday morning at 10:05 with a SWAT team and blocked the doors and ordered them to pay $100 for itinerant peddler's license. And this one dealer near the door goes, I'm not giving you nothing. What are you going to do? And they sucked the SWAT team on him. And so the dealers started bailing out the back door.
This is the new America. Just squads of men in black chasing us. It's like Planet of the Apes where you're running and they're throwing the nets at you. It's just...
My brother said,
they're literally feeding on us like sperm whales eating a squid.
He said it was like a movie, and everyone was kind of in shock, and there were these guys in black boots up to their knees and truncheons and gas and masks.
We're here to help you.
Finally,
give us booty now. Give us, pay the Roman centurions.
They're literally starting to collect bounty.
Or on coin shows, because they knew they had gold and silver. I'll have Midas Resources find out about it. Don't go to Dahlonega, Alabama for the coin show.
Yeah, actually, I saw that, and it was a little blurb, and I didn't even get it in my stack. How do you spell that?
Dahlonega, D-A-L-O-N, Dahlonega, Alabama.
Okay, I will have my webmaster check that and post that. You ought to call your brother and have him call in.
Well,
did this wake your brother up, or?
Well, the funny thing was that I lived down on. It did wake him up. I had just had an event that happened in Mexico because I lived down on the Tulengua on the Mexican-U.S. border, and Presidio Ojinaga's only legal crossing now. 3 weeks ago, I went over there on Texas Independence Day and was attacked by two federales that had just been shipped from Mexico City. They were screw ups, and I guess they'd been there. And on the third day, they hadn't killed or robbed anybody, so they attacked me, pulling guns, having high-speed chases in town, car ramming, guns at the head, and I got the police to arrest them, but they countercharged the Ojinaga Police Department with obstructing justice for helping me.
So this is the new world.
This isn't just America. This is everywhere.
I said the new world.
Yes.
So understand, folks, this has been history. Just groups, packs of thugs. That, throughout history, when they put masks on, look out.
Well, all I can say is lock and load.
Hey, Jeff, so your brother got a wake-up call.
Yes, he did. He doesn't trust Alabama anymore. It's good old boys. Well, if they take God out of the Supreme Court, they'll put hell in the street.
Hell in the streets. As the judges said, this is the road to hell.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll get to your calls here in just a few minutes. For those that just joined us, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the second highest tier in the land, headline, court opens door to searches without warrants, dissenting judges call ruling the road to hell. So I want everybody to think about that long and hard. And they say, hey, we don't need warrants anymore to search your house or business. Just, we're not going to have those anymore. Do you understand that the courts in the past have ruled that black people weren't slaves, that Native Americans couldn't have their land? Now, in retrospect, we know that was wrong. In hindsight, we know it was evil. But back then it was, hey, they're the authorities. They can do whatever they want. It takes people saying no. I don't care how many black ski masks you wear, how many machine guns you got. And the captain of the police in New Orleans says that we're going to use this immediately. They said the new power will go into effect immediately. That's a quote. And they say this will protect officers. I see articles every week now where cities and counties, and some states are now moving, banning stun guns in areas like Chicago and New York, where they've already taken the public's guns, and only if you're a mobster and give the sheriff, you know, $30,000 for his election campaign, then you get a gun permit. And literally, it's Hollywood people and Rosie O'Donnell and known organized crime figures in Chicago and New York and other areas that are allowed to carry machine guns. Oh, they get to have all their bodyguards. But in these areas, the police are now banning BB guns, banning the sale of toy guns. Just type toy guns being banned. Hundreds, maybe thousands of articles will pop up. It's happening everywhere. But now they say, oh, you can't have a stun gun. Little old ladies, women, people that can't have guns protect themselves in their little hovels from the highest crime rates in the country where they've disarmed the victims. And in all these articles I see, in all of them, the police are always arguing, we want to take your stun guns. This will make us safer. And they can't even show examples of people using them against cops. But they don't want us being able to defend ourselves. It's about letting us know we're total slaves. What is wrong with you people? And now they come out and say there's no Fourth Amendment. What do you think about this? We'll go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, you need to get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about September 11th and other examples of government-sponsored terror and the police state that's unfolding. It's one of my best films. Part two of it is The Masters of Terror Exposed. They're both over 2 hours long. There's my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, What Really Happened September 11th and Who Stands to Gain. The government needed a crisis to convince the people to willingly give up their liberty in exchange for so-called safety. Now the painful facts are in. The dark forces of global government are funding, training, and protecting terrorist networks worldwide. Got a stack of mainstream articles about that today. 9/11 Descent into Tyranny documents the ruthless history of governments orchestrating terror attacks against their own people to scare them into total submission. In this brutal expose, you will witness the birth of a global police state that surpasses Orwell's nightmare vision. It's all here, the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the modern implementation of fear-based control, and, most frightening of all, the New World Order's future plans. This is one book you cannot afford to ignore. The future of free people everywhere is at stake. The videos are all over 2 hours, professionally produced, $25.95 apiece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. My 220-page book is only $12 or $11.95. Paul Watson's excellent book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, 320-something pages, and it's $19.95. Get a second copy to give us a gift. When you buy one, is for $11.95. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my videos. Don't wait. Take action. Call right now. Get the videos. Make copies. People are very receptive. They're waking up all over the place. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our safe and secure online shopping cart. Or just call toll free again, 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by the way, when I'm on these talk shows that are attacking me, they'll open the phones up, and now almost every caller, I might do 10 shows now before somebody calls in and disagrees. Even on shows where they're attacking me. And the callers call in and agree and bring forward information. And the host will go, oh, you got your brother, you got your cousin calling. But after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 calls, suddenly they go, you're all nuts. What is it, a full moon? No, we're human beings, and we're not paid shepherds for the New World Order, Judas goats, bringing the population into the slaughter pens of despotism. All right, let's go to the calls. Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I'm recovering a bit from the story about the coin show. Golly, when they come in and demand cash money, that's just straight up criminal activity.
Sir, there's a big band called Oza Motley. The place kind of Caribbean jazz music, very tame group, Emmy Award winning. Okay, and let me just tell the story and then I'll let you talk, because you brought this up and it made me think. And I'm talking to their managers, and I'm going to be interviewing them for a film, and we're going to be interviewing them here on the show, and they're coming to Austin, they're suing officials. At news8austin.com, and I'm glad I just remembered that. I forgot. It's in the South by Southwest section, a local news station. I forgot to tell my webmasters to post this. It is so incredible. There's a guy who writes for the Statesman. He does some of his own video work. He's a photographer. His name is Alex Jones. He's not me. Everybody thought the stuff on the news, the footage was from Alex Jones, Alexander Emmerich Jones. That's me. No, this was from another Alex Jones. He shot video of it. And understand, this is an award-winning band, Dylan. And the fire marshal comes in and said, during South by Southwest, says, there's too many people in here. Help us get some of them out. Well, the crowd wouldn't leave. There was no problem. And so they said, okay, we'll do a moringa or whatever they're called. Bump, 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 you know, where you put your hands on the shoulders of the person in front of you. And you shake left to right. And so with the fire marshal and police leading them out, they were bringing out the crowd. And there's video of all this. Totally peaceful. Everybody nice. Not even that many people coming out. And the cops outside in riot gear see this, because anytime there's anything happening, they're in black ski masks, black helmets, Darth Vader outfits, beating anyone who looks at them wrong, literally, trying to grab your wife, your girlfriend. I mean, I don't even go down there anymore because of this. Steroid-induced morons down there in their Darth Vader outfits. And so, out comes the band, and there's crisp video of this, and the cops say, get back in! Get back in there! What are you doing? And again, the streets are all blocked off. It's no big deal. And there's a big sidewalk, crowds coming out. And so the band is being crowded, and so one of them picks up his drum. And anybody who's seen this, this is how you carry a drum through a crowd. His drum, he picks it up over his head because he couldn't walk to the crowd with it. The cops see that, run up, run into him. He drops the drum. No one was hurt. And they charge him with felonies, not just him but others. And then attack them brutally. The owner of the club comes out, the manager, hey, what's going on? They grab them, take them to jail. I mean, it's you look at them wrong now. It's like the bad guys in the Western, where you look at the guy in the black hat wrong, so he pulls his six gun out and blows you away. I mean, those movies come from true stories of bad towns with bad criminals running it. We have criminals now taking... I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I do want to comment on what you advise us to pay attention to today. This ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, U.S. Fifth Circuit.
Yes.
And, so this is the Alabama, that covers Alabama, right? Where the
ruling will cover the entire country, not just the, I don't know, five, six states or whatever in the Fifth Circuit.
Right. Well,
it covers Texas, too. It covers him.
It seems interesting what's being focused on here. We lost the Ten Commandments in Alabama, and now they're saying we're losing, at least this law. We have these traditions, and they are supported by our laws. The law itself...
Yeah, the Magna Carta, by the way, brought in what we know as the Fourth Amendment, that a man's home is his castle, that the local thug, because used to tax assessors would shove their way in, have their way with your wife, steal your chickens, feed on the public, and it got so bad that low-level nobles took the king and said, look, you stop this now, and so that's where our Fourth Amendment comes from.
Yeah, these are laws. These are traditions. We're a Bill of Rights society. That's what has made America great. Our law states, warrants, no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation. Oath is capitalized, warrants is capitalized. This is a big deal. The word right in the Fourth Amendment isn't even capitalized, but the word warrant is.
Let me read this to people. Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And then you read the Declaration of Independence about swarms of bureaucrats eating out our substance, you know, erecting multitudes of offices. This is what's happening. I mean, what a great description of the SWAT teams descending and shaking down money one day, and because they did that, one they come back and shake them down again. I mean, just give us cash. We have machine guns. Don't talk back. We'll beat you up. Give us the cash. The cash.
That Declaration of Independence also say swarms of officers?
Yes.
Swarms of officers. And what does it say? They'll be being searched and detained without due process, and that's what they were rebelling against?
That's it. I'm reading the Declaration of Independence next hour. I will commit the thought crime that FEMA says he's an absolute terrorist action. By the way, I have video of it.
We are not the revolutionaries. We want to enforce our laws, our Western traditions, our American traditions of the Bill of Rights.
That's it, Dylan. That's it, and they can't stand it. Thanks for the call. And ask yourself, I mean, how did they know in the Declaration of Independence while they were going to war against the king, against their sovereign? I mean, why is everything in here what's happening today? How? How did they know this? Because this is the norm in the world, is hordes of men in black ski masks sucking you dry. Oh, my goodness. Paul in Texas, go ahead.
Paula.
Paula, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about the Fourth Amendment thing right there. They said that they would be brief searches they're allowed to do without warrants.
Oh, see, that's how it starts. Well, just a cursory search of your car. Well, a cursory search of your home.
Yeah, and see, that's what I looked up the definition for the word brief, and there's, of course, no limit of time on brief, and doesn't say anything about them seizing anything out of your home.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. They've already been violating it. I mean, you talk about highway robbers. With asset forfeiture seizure, haven't you heard the story of Texas? There's been a bunch in Texas of old ladies having their purses taken by cops. No drugs found. They got $4,000 in the purse. They snatch it. That was a small percentage of cops and departments that were actually criminals, and they've been caught doing it, and nothing happens to them. Well, now this is for your house, everything else. They want it. They're going to take it.
Right, and if you have anything on your computer or anything, they could just take your computer and search it for however long somewhere else if they have a brief.
Well, I mean, we've caught almost every police department out there framing people, too.
Yeah.
Like the Founding Fathers said, the most dangerous thing is government.
Yeah. Well, I also called in. I've got a movie that I bought from a store. It's a DVD, and it's Gary Cooper back in the 30s. And the name of the movie is Meet John Doe. Have you ever seen it?
No.
It is great. You will love it. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What's it about?
It is about the New World Order. It's about all of it, every bit of it. They try to get the regular people to get band together, and then they use that to make a new political party go behind the back. And when the guy stands up and says, no, I can't have you doing this, then they use their little manipulation to cause a complete chaos. And they hate the guy instead of hating the government. And it is really a great movie. You'll love it. I'll capture it on my computer, and I'll email it to you.
Well, thank you.
That's at Tips, right?
Tips at InfoWars.com.
Yeah, because there's a speech that he makes in there that you could use in your documentaries that is great. That is really great.
Well, great. Awesome. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Emmett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Emmett, are you there? Okay, Emmett's not there. Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead. Okay, Danny's not there either.
Oh, I'm here. Alex?
Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on.
That's all right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you, I had a lady come in my restaurant last Thursday night, and I had the TVs on, and they were talking about something about the Constitution. We were kind of busy.
She thought it was illegal.
Right. She started screaming, oh, we've got to get rid of the Constitution. It protects Osama and protects criminals and all this stuff. And I looked at her and I said, ma'am, you're nuts. I said, the Constitution is there to protect us from the government. I said, that's why we have a Constitution.
Have you seen The Takeover?
Yes, yes.
My second police state film? Okay, I walk into the sheriff's department, cleanly dressed, and politely ask about the troop takeover drill and what happened next.
Oh, didn't they take you outside and arrest you?
No, that was another time I asked. You don't remember the woman running around with a Marine Corps shirt from behind the counter screaming, martial law, line them up and shoot
them? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that.
And then I walk in the neighborhood and I go, what about the troop drills? And they go, they told us about you, Alex Jones, you're crazy. The Army says we're not supposed to talk, on the streets of Florida, Brooksville. Just, we're not supposed to talk to you, the Army's already been by.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, that's what I used to do for a living when I was in the Marine Corps. And I wound up throwing that woman out of my store. I mean, I just can't stand that Nazi attitude.
So what was she? She was very upset that somebody talked about freedom.
Oh, yeah. And I asked her, I said, ma'am, what do you do for a living? And she was some kind of, she said she was a high school history teacher. And she was from out of state. She wouldn't. I live, my restaurant's in a tourist area.
Well, I'll stop interrupting. She came in. What transpired? Give me a blow-by-blow.
Well, there was something I had on Fox News. I've got three TVs in my restaurant, and I had on ESPN, and they were, I didn't really catch what they were talking about on the news. They were just going through the Constitution and saying something.
Oh, even
about,
mainstream about the, oh, just the word drives her mad.
Right, right. And she just started, you know, freaking out and saying, oh, the Constitution protects Osama bin Laden and ex-criminals and so on and so on.
Hey, that's
on.
What these two talk shows I was on this morning were saying. I mean,
yeah, it's just, you know, people are just insane. And that's when I looked at her and I said, hey, you're nuts.
Did you say to her, hey, the border's wide open and they're accepting fake ID cards from illegals, but we as citizens are going to be under this?
Right. That's what I always tell people. You know, they'll strip search a 90-year-old woman in an airport, but let's leave the borders wide open. I mean, it's just insane.
Danny, good to hear from you. Those that will give up liberty for security deserve and will get neither. I mean, how dumb are you people? I don't mean our listeners, but those that love this tyranny. You think you give up your freedoms, you're safe? Your safety was your freedom, you fool.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. This evening I'm going to be on for a couple hours with Jeff Rentz on his nationally syndicated program. Appreciate all his fine work, so definitely want to tune in for that as well. Before we go to Charles and Emmett and Ed and Kim and many others, I was just thinking during the break about how crazy, how out in the open it is that FEMA's teaching people that the Constitution's bad and the Founding Fathers and homeschoolers are bad. I mean, they're really doing this. They're really trying to pass laws that if one protester blocks traffic, everybody gets life in prison. I mean, the Oregon law says that. These people Folks, all we got to do is tell people what's happening, show them the facts, and the globalists will fail. That's why they're moving so fast, is because people are starting to listen. They got to clinch this thing quick or they're going to lose the ball game. And if you are a cop out there in this system, stop denying what's happening. Look around you. This isn't America. Yeah, but 9/11, it has nothing to do with that. Your bosses did it, and then they're doing nothing to stop further attacks. They're just squeezing the people. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
Well, I see you talking about the new search warrant. No need for search warrants.
Is that big news in Louisiana?
Well, I call up the sheriff. I talk to three policemen. I'm sick in my stomach right now. Mr.
And what did they say? Did they say, oh, it's good? We
well,
like
they
it.
Said well, they're going to have orders to do it. Like, if you burn trash in your yard and they see smoke, you know, they got reason to come on there to see, make sure there ain't a fire. While they're on there, they can sweep in your house. If you got a battery laying in the yard or something out of the way, they can give you a ticket for it. You know?
So that's their excuses, little petty things, but. So what did they say? So you called the cops up and said...
I went and seen them. I gave a bunch of them tapes.
Okay, describe what happened. You go to the police and you say this federal court ruling in a Louisiana case that affects all 50 states, folks, especially
yes.
those in the Fifth Circuit area. You went to them. What did they say?
I said, well, what probable cause? He said, well, anything. If they can follow you home and they don't stop you, say a busted taillight and they follow you to your home, you're turning your driveway, they can follow you into your driveway. Any reason now.
Yeah, that's what the ruling says. It says for their safety, they can search any house or business whenever they want.
Well, if you burn a little trash and they see smoke passing, they can
pull
up
that's not what the ruling says. They're telling you their little excuse type stuff.
Well, that's
so when did you hear about this, Charles?
I heard about it Friday night. I read it in the newspaper. My wife went and got the newspaper.
What newspaper was that? Because I want to find that article.
It was Baton Rouge Morning Advocate.
Okay, the Baton Rouge
Morning Advocate.
Because all I've got is the News 6. I want to get more on this. The Baton Rouge Morning Advocate, Friday. Somebody sent it to tips at Infowars.com.
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday's edition. What was the headline?
Well, no warrants.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about it. When you talk to them, they got if any excuse, and when they come into your yard, if anything, they can come and they can say, I want to sweep the house. What happened was, let me tell you how it started. A guy, somebody threatened a judge. And so they went into the house, knocked on the door, and it was an ex-felon. He had three rifles under the bed, and they swept
the house.
See,
that's how it works. It's always some criminal. So because they were bad, all of us lose our freedoms.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, somebody told the first one that he threatened somebody, and he went and took the house, went and got all his guns and all that.
Gone and gotten the warrant.
Yes. Well, and I don't need nothing. If you burn trash, or if your kid's running too fast, or if he's in a tree, or anything that might be dangerous, they could pass, or your kid's in a tree, well, you shouldn't be doing it. By the way, we want to see your house. If you got too many dirty dishes up in the sink, they're going to get in touch with, PC.
Did they tell you this?
Yes, they said they're going to make a report when they come out. It can go either way. It can go for you, or it can go against you.
So now just safety checks of the home.
Yes.
And what did you say to them when they said that?
I said, well, man, you know, this is unconstitutional. I said, well, while you're doing this, who's going to be doing this to your sister and your mother? What if you get thrown off the police force? Were they going to do this to you?
What did they say to that?
Well, they just kind of, we didn't make the law. We didn't make the law.
Yeah, just following all does. Stay there. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.